Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
I don't think Abby should feel bad about being late giving Tommy his Christmas present after our holiday party. It is before Christmas.
It is before Christmas.
What? It was Bucky's themed. I'm there at your party, Burt. Dressed as Bucky. And yet there was no Bucky present for me.
You are the Bucky super fan.
Yeah, that must have hurt.
I'm the one that actually went to Bucky's to buy someone else a gift. Everybody else did it on the internet.
Went to Bucky's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Props to Cassie.
That's actually going to be the second part of this segment here.
Cassie and I both traveled to Calhoun, Georgia.
Yeesh.
To the wonderful Bucky's land. Which now, by the way, has Mercedes-Benz chargers.
Oh.
I don't have a Mercedes, but they allow other cars to do it. And I charged at the Mercedes-Benz charger.
Let's get to the feelings Bucky's. Of things, as my therapist would say. Let's get to the feelings, Tommy. As everybody was going around the room and they were receiving their Bucky's presents from others that love them on the show, when it was your turn, and there was that awkward silence that you were not getting a present on Bucky's Christmas. Yep. How did it tell us how you felt?
Well, I will tell you based on past experience, because the later that my name was of being called that, hey, I got you a gift. It reminded me of a few years ago when Kristen very thoughtfully gave me one of the loves of my life, my dog Coco.
Oh, the puppy.
So you can imagine the pain and the anguish I felt when I received no gift, like a Coco, not even close to a Coco.
Mm.
I received a gift of non-existence.
No, you did get something. You got a little F you.
No, I think you got a drunken speech of me saying, you guys, I'm so sorry. I Ubered here and I couldn't turn around because the Ubers are really expensive, even though I forgot it.
If any of you went to Bucky's during this holiday season, you would know that it is a Christmas miracle wonderland. And Abby has besmirched the name.
Besmirched.
You have besmirched the name of Bucky's during this Christmas season.
She's besmirched the beaver.
And there's one thing you don't do during the Christmas season you don't besmirch Bucky.
I feel like we're at a nursing home listening to the ramblings of a bedridden octogenarian.
I want my Bucky's present.
It's the pain that's speaking more than anything else. Go ahead.
This is just so stressful for me because you can imagine as a people pleaser, as somebody who spent a significant amount of time wrapping this present for all to see. This is very pricey.
Did you wrap that?
That's beautiful.
That looks like you went to one of those tables at the mall and got it wrapped.
Yeah, well, I mean, she had 4 extra days
Easter egg.
It was wrapped with love last Tuesday, and it's just been sitting in my apartment. And I told myself, Abby, don't forget the gift. Don't forget the gift.
I see you didn't splurge on the Bucky's gift paper.
That was an extra $2.99. I'm balling out of budget, Tommy.
I know. I went over with Jax's. I looked at the Bucky's gift bag. I was like, eh, it's Christmas. I'll do it.
How did it feel, though, getting Tommy's name, knowing he is
Bucky?
Like, yeah, literally.
Painful.
Yeah.
It was painful because I knew I wasn't going to make it up to the Bucky's by myself. I knew I was going to have to get it imported from the St. Augustine Bucky's because my mom was going to go shop for me because they lived near a Bucky's. And so she was texting me, and I was like out with people when she was able to go to Bucky's. And so I'm like drinking a marg. I have got like chips in front of me, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like looking at this FaceTime. I'm like, okay, is he going to like that? Okay, no, I don't think he's going to like that. We need to get something funny. Or no, do we get something serious because he actually likes Bucky's, and we have to stay under $30. And then I found out nobody stayed under $30. So then once I forgot the present, I felt even worse because I'm like, everyone else went above and beyond, and I feel like I didn't go above and beyond for the King of Bucky's. So really, this is just one big apology.
How close do your parents live to Bucky's?
So close. My dad gets the brisket for lunch probably at least twice a week.
I'm like 47 miles away, and I will drive exclusively for that experience.
That to me is crazy.
That's insane.
Anyway, let's get to the present.
Anyway, so the St. Augustine Bucky's has prepared for you a gift of this size.
I know. Wow. I'm looking at the size. Okay, you aren't trying to okey-doke me Amber style with a Russian Bucky's box with 18 boxes inside.
What are those little Russian dolls? Is that what those things are?
Well, that's what she did the other night to whoever got her gift. Yep. They had to open a box and open another box and open another box and open another box.
This is what was shipped to me by my parents. So this is the box that it came in.
So you didn't wrap it. They wrapped
it.
No,
I wrapped it because they had to mail it to me. So they mailed the box and then I wrapped the box.
It was very wonderfully wrapped.
You're welcome. Wrapped with love, Tommy.
Can we all try to guess?
I really love the ribbon that's falling off it.
It's been sitting there for a while. It's been decaying.
I am well versed in Bucky's, and I do know the box sizes.
Do they make shoes? It looks like the size of like running shoes. Running shoes.
They do have Bucky shoes.
I'm assuming a lot of people that go to Bucky's though aren't really like long distance runners.
I don't know of any Bucky shoes that come in a box unless they're like hunting shoes or something like that.
The present is being walked to Tommy.
Yeah, all right.
It's a lot of anticipation.
This is one hell of a buildup.
I'm looking at the size of it. I think I know what it is.
I'll open it.
Are you one of those guys that calls out the present before they open it?
I'm gonna write it in my iPhone notes.
That's really good. It's taking 60 seconds.
I hate this anticipation because this is about to just be such a letdown. I feel like the buildup has been too much.
It will not be a letdown.
If it is what you think it is?
If it is what I think
But if it's
it
not,
is.
It will. It's definitely not what you think it is.
Because I've been wanting one of these.
There's no way.
A box of candied nuts.
There's no way this nuts.
Nuggies.
Is it a remote control Bucky that does unspeakable things with his mouth?
Oh my God.
Stop.
Shoving that wood.
Oh, no. Is this the box that it came in?
I don't know. My mom sent it to me. No. This is about to be so disappointing. Okay, so I'm so sorry.
Is it my thing that I wore?
Oh, no way.
Oh, wow. He is excited.
It's a Christmas Bucky's. Yeah.
What is it?
What is that?
It's a Christmas Bucky's onesie.
I could not. They didn't have this in the Calhoun Bucky's.
Oh, my God. So there were two. One you wore, which was like the actual Bucky's mascot. And then there's this Christmas-themed one,
Bucky,
yes?
This is the Christmas-themed one. The one I have is the Bucky for all seasons.
All seasons Bucky. Thank you. I love it.
Okay, I'm so glad because I was like, oh, no, because I knew, I saw you wearing your Bucky's costume. I was like, oh, my God, he already has one.
No, this is the Christmas version. I wanted the Christmas version, but I couldn't get the Christmas version because they didn't have the
such
Christmas
a relief.
Version.
Now you have it.
Evidently, you have to travel to St. Augustine's to get that.
It is a Bucky's Christmas miracle.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
What kind of screwed up parallel universe do we have to be living in for the men of the internet to call actress Sydney Sweeney mid?
Oh, dude, those comments were rank.
They were terrible. Terrible, man. And they didn't even understand why.
This is so frustrating. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Sydney Sweeney recently had some photos of her outside of her house go like kind of viral. She's wearing a bikini. She looks like she's having like a casual like Saturday, probably laying out by the pool in her million-dollar mansion. And there were a couple of guys, but I'll call out one dude in particular that commented on her body. So this guy named Claudio Nuclear, at Claudio Nuclear on X, formerly known as Twitter, he posted a photo of her and said, all women are catfishes. The question is, to what degree? Basically saying Sydney Sweeney doesn't look like her photos, or Sydney Sweeney wears so much makeup that she looks different in photos than she does in her actual real life. And the incels of the internet went wild and jumped on board and said, you're right, she's actually like pretty ugly. Like, all women are actually so ugly without makeup, blah, 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 blah. And the women were like, oh my God, she's like one of the hottest people ever. If you think she's mid, what are we?
Yeah, we've been talking for a good amount of time over the last couple of days about social media comments and how they really do hurt when you intend them to hurt. And I can only imagine her going through one after the other after the other. Now, keep in mind, this is not like a picture she wanted paparazzi to take. She didn't specifically go to any place so the paparazzi was going to be there taking pictures. It looks like she's either at her house or resort, and it clearly is taken by a paparazzi through trees or far enough away where she thought she was in a private setting. She has her bathing suit on, and even so, she still looks great.
She looks amazing.
She looks great.
So you saw what she did. She took all those comments and she screen captured them and made them into a video, and she posted them calling everybody out.
Good for her.
As she should have.
I heard someone say the other day that no one takes the time out their day to stop and hate on somebody that they think they're doing better than.
Ooh. Right. That's the truth.
So that's all that is just hate.
So what they didn't realize is that she is training right now for a movie where she's playing a female boxer. So she has to put weight on and she has to get her ass buff. Before you get there, though, there's like this period, right? So that she doesn't look like she normally does, but this is for a part. And they didn't understand that. And it didn't even matter that they didn't understand that. The comments were so malicious.
The comments were vile. And it, when I saw those, because I knew what she was training for, she's going to be playing American boxer Christy Martin in a biopic. I saw it and I'm like, well, here's a woman doing really good at her job and here's the entire world just saying, oh, okay, well, it's not good enough unless you look how we want you to look, which is how you typically look, which is, you know, size 0-2, conventionally thin or whatever. And just because she's put on some muscle for a part that she has to do and is probably getting paid big bucks for, the incels of the internet decided to tear her down. So
now there are going to be some that go, this is what you signed up for. You know what you're going to get when you signed up to be a movie star? F you.
It is not what she signed
up
for.
No, it's not.
She signed up to play American boxer Christy Martin in a movie. So good for you, Sydney. Keep it going. And I'm sorry that men hate you for no reason. All right, Google's top trending 2024 searches are out. I will be periodically going through the list because there are so many people that we need to discuss whether or not they actually really should have been the top spot or not, or why we think they should have been the number one Googled person throughout the year. We already talked about some of the most popular songs that we had to Google yesterday, like the top song that was Googled in 2024 was Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. But there's this category that Google put out called Hum to Search, where people are like, oh, I know that song, but like, I don't really, like, I know the lyrics, but I don't know the name of it. I've heard it on TikTok. So they'll have to like hum to search. So basically the songs that people wouldn't recognize from an artist, or maybe if it's a new song that's out, they haven't heard it frequently, people are doing that feature. So in the fifth place spot, it's Too Sweet by Hozier. I think I'll take my probably doing that because for a while Hozier kind of was like under the radar. Like he had a couple of big songs a while back and then sort of just like disappeared into like indie music land. And then all of a sudden TikTok makes this song go massive. And now people are like, who sings this? This is amazing. Turns out a tall, sexy Irishman. In the fourth place spot, it's a song called Past Lives.
Oops, on social media.
What?
Did this song blow up on social media?
I've actually never heard the song before.
Really?
Never heard it. Yeah.
Maybe it would. Yeah, I know.
I feel like one of those songs that people use in reels or TikToks.
I love that artists are getting break now through social media.
Me too.
Radio has become, it used to be the only way that you could get a song that could make money for you. And nowadays, it's just like, the songs are being broken on social media before they're being broken on the radio. And I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. In third place, it's a song called Wellerman. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. Googling that.
It's
so random.
I totally forgot about that era when people were doing those types of songs.
I love that song. The Wellerman song.
What's it from?
It's just a sea shanty. So the Wellerman is a ship that would bring other ships like tea, rum, and restock them while they're out at sea.
But there was a sea shanty moment on social media for like a hot second. It was so random.
I forgot about that. Okay, in second place, it's Axel F by Crazy Frog.
How did this thing come back?
That's
Beverly
Hills
Cop. It's you know.
Interesting.
And I will reveal what the top hum to search trending song was for 2024 coming up on your next eBuzz on Zebert Show.
Mo just got thrown under the bus by a relative, and now he's got to make it up to all the other relatives. Next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Mo got sold out by a relative, and now there is a ripple effect through the family.
I think I'm public enemy number one in the family for Christmas. And it's not even because I'm a Grinch. It's because I was trying to do a good thing. And apparently no good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, I hate that.
So I think we've talked about this in the past where, Bert, and you've experienced it firsthand, where in, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but in Black culture, everybody is a cousin or a nephew or an aunt, so on and so forth, right? So anybody that's a friend of the family is an aunt. Or an uncle. And if you have friends, your best friends, and they have kids, these are your nieces and nephews.
Mo said that I have experience with this because I went to one of his parties and everybody walking in is like, hey, I'm Mo's cousin. This is when he first started the show. I'm Mo's cousin. I'm Mo's cousin. I'm Mo's cousin. There are 19 cousins there before I even got in the door. And I'm like, dude, your whole family showed up. He's like, well, not by blood.
Exactly. I think I have like a cousin and a half when it comes to blood. But here I am, right? And so I go to spend some time. I go to spend a weekend with one of my best friends, and he has a son. Well, he has three kids, but his son was the one that was there with us. And so his son, he is a football guy, I'm a basketball guy, and his son wants to play basketball. So he doesn't really have a lot of time to play anyone to play basketball with most of the time, because that's not my dude's jam. So while I'm there, he comes, he wakes me up. It's like probably 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday. They're a military family. That's the norm for them. So he literally comes, shakes me, We got to play basketball. I don't get to do this with you ever, Uncle Mo.
It's 0600. Get up.
Exactly. I'm like, wait, what? I'm hungover. Me and his dad was drinking all night. I'm like, this is a horrible idea. But I can't tell him no. So I get up. I go out there. He has like a basketball set. And God bless him. He was definitely going to the NBA if he had to continue to play basketball on this basketball set. It like has a half a backboard. It's on grass. They haven't built him a court. And then he brings out the ball, and the ball is flat.
Aww.
So I'm like, you can't play basketball like this, man. What are you doing?
Hey, it's a home game. Your advantage is home field, man.
Didn't stop him. Didn't stop him at all. Like, he's dribbling it, and I'm like, while this is impressive, I need to be an uncle in this moment and help my dude out. Because his dad don't care. His dad wants him to play football. But if he wants to play basketball, then I feel like it's up to me to help. So I'm like, how can I help him? And immediately, I go on Amazon, and I see this whole basketball set, brand new, really nice, and it's on sale. And it just hit me. It's like, I'm supposed to do this for him.
Mm-hmm.
Done. I'll get it done.
That's
so,
what a good unk does.
Right. So I'm like, Uncle Mo, here we go. I'm learning how to be an uncle because my real siblings don't have any kids, so I don't have to be a real uncle, but now I'm Uncle Mo. This is great. Mm-hmm. So I send him the basketball set. I told my dude it was coming. I'm like, I don't know how y'all going to try to hide it. Or what y'all are going to try to do. So he's like, he just as excited as my nephew. He's like, no, we're not going to hide it. As soon as it gets here, we're putting it up and we're playing with it. So I'm thinking, oh, this is great. So he gives me a call and he's super excited, through the roof, about the basketball set and the basketball. He's so grateful. And I'm thinking like, all right, I'm the greatest uncle ever, at least for 1 year.
You're the GOAT.
I'm the GOAT. Feeling good about myself. Glad I did something for him. Then the phone calls start coming.
Oh, no.
Because the thing is, he has two siblings. So that's my other nephew and my other niece. And then he calls his fake cousins, who are now our other best friends, three kids. So these are my other fake nephews and nieces. They call another fake cousin. So I go from thinking I was the uncle of the year and buying one of my fake nephews a gift. And now I have to buy like eight nieces and nephews gifts, or this feels wrong because he done told all of them about how Uncle Mo got him the nicest basketball set that he's ever seen in his life.
Sold you out.
Sold me out completely. I thought that was between us. I didn't even think to tell him, hey, man, don't tell anybody I got you this. Just enjoy the gift. But he just told everybody. So now I'm getting text messages.
No.
I'm getting text messages from the kids. I ain't know have my number.
No.
I don't even know how they got my number.
No. And this is where, if I were you, and I would like stand my ground. It was a lovely, lovely gesture. It was lovely that you got your nephew this gift because you saw a need and you filled it, right?
Right.
And so the basketball goal, it's his responsibility to share, so everybody should be able to use it, right?
Right.
And then at the same time, just because I think this is it's a hard lesson to learn, but just because one kid gets a gift doesn't mean everybody gets a gift. That's not how the real world works.
It's certainly leaning that way.
That's how his old basketball room was. And you're right, and I agree, but I don't know how to tell kids no.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I don't know what the rules are as far as, like, do you get all your best friend's kids something for Christmas? Because now I can get them all something, but they're not all getting a brand basketball new basketball. You know what I mean? So now I feel horrible. I feel like I just set myself up bad.
Oh, yeah, no, you did.
Yeah, this kid better go to the NBA. I tell you that much.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
We thought we were done with election season, but we're not. And now it's time for you guys to vote again. And this time, it's personal.
Most important election of the year. The Burt Show, Best of the Burt Show 2024 is now open. You can go vote for your favorite segments of the past year on theburtshow.com/Best of the Burt Show. And I stalk these polls once I make them. And I got to say, there are some upsets.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
There are what, five categories?
There are five categories. Most heartwarming, funniest, biggest WTF, biggest plot twist. And people seem to be really liking going back and listening to these segments and kind of going down memory lane.
Yeah, aww. I love the way that you you posted these. So it's not only the nominating categories, but like Rebecca said, you can go back and listen to the original segment if you missed it, and you can hear it for the first time. And some of these I had forgotten about. Mm-hmm. Totally forgotten about.
Yeah, they're so fun.
You forgot you drove a boat into a dock?
I'm reminded about that every 2 days from listeners. So no, I haven't forgotten that one.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. And if you're a visual person, most of these also have a video clip, so you can go watch us in real time as well. So go vote.
What was it about this quote right here that you liked?
I just thought it was so cute because I pulled all these audio and I was like, are people really going to want to listen? But it seems like people really like it. So Jessica on Facebook said, just reading through these options and listening made me tear up and laugh at the same time. The relief of hearing that Rebecca's scans were clear, Abby sharing her experience in London, and the support for Cassie and her hard times among many other experiences shared. And then Mudang versus Pesto, random commentary from Abby and Mo that cracked me up, or when Bert recommends the callers to do really funny, crazy things when they call to ask for advice. I listen to the podcast all day, every day, and you're like a second family to me.
That's cool.
It's very sweet.
I love the part where she mentioned Kristen. Why is she not mentioned in here? Kristen deserves a shout out.
Yeah. You did something.
Yeah. It's behind the scenes, and I'm okay with that.
I'll say, and when Kristen touched my heart when she did that thing for Cassie a couple of days ago.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Y'all, seriously, I'm totally fine. Behind the scenes, it's all good.
All right, you can go on and vote at the Burt Show.com. All right, so would you have thrown the Christmas cards away, Kristen, to you?
Oh, man. All right, so I was over at my neighbor's house having a glass of wine, and she proceeds to tell us this story, and I want to, I'm not going to, like, skew it one way or another. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, and you guys tell me if this woman was an a-hole or not, okay? So, like most people do, especially those with kids, you order your Christmas cards, which is so funny because we just got our Burt Show Christmas cards in. So you go, you pick out the photos, you go to whatever, and I'm not going to call them out because I actually use them and they're great. I think this was just like a one-off screw up. Go to whatever website you want to, order your cards, and you're going to get your Christmas card shipped so you can send them out to everybody. So she does that. The cards come in and she opens the box and that's not her family. So the company had sent her the wrong Christmas cards. It was the layout she had used, the same layout, but it's not her photos. It's not her family, right?
But it's somebody else's family.
Somebody else's family, right? So she's looking at these cards and, you know, obviously it's a beautiful mom, a dad, two daughters. She's got her husband and their two sons. So she hits up the company. They're like, oh my God, we are so sorry. They reimburse them for the Christmas card. So now her Christmas cards are free and they are like expediting a shipment, but maybe they'll get here in time for her to, you know, get them mailed out for Christmas, whatever. So she's thinking that like by the time they fix this and send it to me, my cards may not get out in time. What if I find this family? Because I have their last name. I have their first name and I have their photo. Surely they're on Facebook. And sure enough, she hunts the mom down on Facebook and she finds her. So she hits her up and she was like, she's like, I used lots of emojis and I was like, you know, how crazy, blah, 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 you know, beautiful family, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, hey, so I just wanted to check. I got your cards. I'm wondering if you got mine in the mix up. And sure enough, the woman confirms, yes, I did get your cards. And so my neighbor suggested to her, she's like, hey, well, if you're okay with this, just because we don't know when the cards are going to get delivered, how about I overnight your cards to you, you overnight my cards to me, then we'll have the extra cards for whomever and we can get them out in time. And she thought it was just like, you know, quick 15-minute stop at FedEx to do that. Mm-hmm. She had no problem shelling out the $20. And the woman was like, no.
What?
What? The woman was like, no. But then she goes, I already threw them away. So I'm not kidding you. My neighbor.
Oh, that's true.
And she was just kind of like, because she didn't have the heart to throw this family's Christmas cards away. Like, she actually felt some kind of way about it and felt bad about throwing their beautiful faces in the trash. And she hits her back and she's like, well, are they still wrapped? Because they're wrapped in cellophane when they come in. And she legit asked, my neighbor goes, can you just not pull them out of the garbage? Like, it's okay. And she's like, no, like, when I saw that cover photo, I thought maybe it was a stock photo. So I opened them, and then I saw that they screwed up. So I just threw them away.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's so jacked.
And literally, it's not like she hit her up days later. It was that day. The cards had gotten delivered that morning. So they literally would be sitting like on top of the garbage or whatever. And she tried. Like, she went back, you know, blah, blah, blah. Even, you know, I'll pay for the. And the woman was like, no. Wow.
Almost it.
So I'm like, yeah, you got somebody's wrong Christmas cards. You're not obligated to send them back. Yeah, but I was just curious. Do you think that woman's the a-hole? Mm. A-hole's a strong word.
For throwing them out?
And not being willing to overnight them.
I would have been willing to overnight them if I still had them, but I don't know that I would have thought to look up the family to try to get them to the family.
Same. I would have tossed the cards too. But as soon as she reached out, I would have been like, oh my God, yeah, let me see what I can salvage. Absolutely. And I'll let you know. Like, I would have been game to play ball, but if they weren't mine, I would have been like, the company's going to fix this.
I would have been at least apologetic about it. Like, it sounds like she was just very curt about it, because I could see her seeing them sitting on the counter and being like, well, what am I going to do with this random family on, like, these Christmas cards? But, like, also, what's the timeline between her getting the cards and them getting in touch with each other? Because if it was, like, a week.
A couple hours.
That's crazy.
A couple hours. They
okay,
literally
I
got.
Them away no,
right? Okay. It was literally a couple hours. They got delivered that morning. And that's just kind of the person she is. And she just immediately went to Facebook and bam, there's this family. And she hit her up and she's like, no, I threw them away.
Oh my God. Damn.
That's crazy.
Busy, busy, busy.
And she's like,
busy,
my little boys are in the trash.
The Burt Show.
So in all transparency, today we are all heading on over to Grandma's place, right?
Yeah.
And doing our breaking and entering. It's the first thought I had today when I woke up is, and I normally don't like doing things after the show. I'm exhausted. My mind is tired. I don't want anybody in my house asking me to make more decisions. Or I just want to go home and take my nap. Not today. You guys worked so hard to help out Grandma and her family for breaking and entering. This is the family that has a daughter that has stage 4 cancer. This is probably her last Christmas with her kids. And we said they had a couple of needs. And you guys met every single one of them.
Exceeded all the needs. So they're literally are going to be able for the first half of 2025 to be able to focus on each other, because you guys have taken care of their rent. You've taken care of their food. You've also taken care of these Uber gift cards so they can go to and from the hospital. You just went above and beyond for this family. And then today, after the show, is when Tommy and his gaggle of elves. What do you call a group of elves? Is there like a special name for it?
A snow globe of elves.
A snow globe of elves.
It's not right.
No?
It's an Elvis.
An Elvis of elves?
Elvis. It's an Elvis. That's the name of the group. Numerous elves are an Elvis.
An Elvis. Okay. So
a gang.
Makes sense.
A gang of elves. They're going over to their apartment today, and Grandma's gonna like get them out of the house. She's going to take them to a Mexican restaurant. They haven't been to their favorite Mexican restaurant in a really long time. So she's going to go get them all, you know, full of chips and queso. And while they're away, that's when our Elvis of elves, is going to pop in. Tree, lights, ornaments, decoration, reeds, all the wrapped gifts underneath. That TV, the two PS5s.
Yeah, man. Two of them. Died. Yeah.
Two. Right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy, and it's going to be awesome.
So my suggestion to you guys while we were helping that family out and then helping out our 48 mini miracle families was, you know what? You might want to think about going over this list with your kids mm-hmm. and teaching them a little bit about perspective now before it gets too late and they're super spoiled. Mm-hmm. So we got this message yesterday that I wanted to share with you guys. Thank you so much for hosting all those families that had needs for Christmas. My children, Riot. Oh, that's a great name. Oh, but he is destined for a felony. And Wilder, 15. And I picked out several things to donate to send blessings to those families. You guys helped me teach a good lesson to my kids about giving back to those who are in need, while also showing them how blessed they are to have so much when others have so little. We love everything you guys do, from BBA to breaking and entering. Cassie, I've had you and your family in my prayers. I want you to know you may have lost your faith a little bit, but God has not lost his faith in you. I'll keep you in my prayers. We recorded you a little message below. Happy Christmas from Lane, the rocker mom on Instagram. That was sweet, too.
Well, that makes sense. She's the rocker mom, which is why her kids are named Riot and Wilder.
That is awesome. That is an awesome family. Thank you, guys. All right, so Katie was a little bit on the nervous side that she wasn't going to get the blessing from mom, and maybe she got the blessing, but it's conditional.
Yes, of course. So recently I told you all that this year I was considering spending the holidays differently. Typically, I spend the Christmas with my mom, my whole family, right? And it's an important holiday. We care more about Christmas than we do Thanksgiving. However, this year I wanted to do something different. I wanted to skip it with them and spend it with my girlfriend. And I didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to do it. And everybody's like, you're going to regret it if you don't spend it with your parents. I see her every day. So I had a decision to make. And I did want to talk to my mom about it. I just didn't want to make the decision without being like, you know, hey, mom, this is what I'm doing. Like, I wanted to know what she thought about it. So we had a conversation. And she said, you know, I'll approve of this if I get to meet her. Now, since I started dating my girlfriend, I barely gave my mom much of any information because she's the person who will read people. She will tell you if they're good, they're bad. Like, she'll go down on a whole deep dive of a person's personality based off of one picture.
Look, we did segment after segment with this very thing where Katie would walk in here with a photograph of different couples and her mom would read them immediately. And I think if I'm doing the math right on it, she got it right like 9 out of 10 times.
Yes. And that was scary.
And one she backed out on because she knew it would be, she would hurt my feelings.
Absolutely correct.
But she was right.
But she was, at the end of the day, she was kind of right.
And so that's why when it comes to people who I'm dating, I try not to, because it's very rare that she hasn't even really liked anyone I've dated. That she just hasn't.
But
so,
shouldn't you want to know that out the gate?
Yes, I would want to know that. But then if I'm going to go down this path anyways, I'm like, it gets in my head, especially when I think I found like a good move. I'm like, well, this is different.
I also think her lens might be off when it comes to you. I mean, is there anybody ever going to be good enough for your kid? So she might be looking with like extra strong eyes at it rather than like strangers or other people. That's you
fair.
Think?
That's fair. I would think so.
That's a possibility. So this is the first time where I just told her as minimal as possible. But I knew meeting someone face to face, it's different. Like, that's a better read than a picture could ever do. So this past weekend, she did it.
She did.
She met my girlfriend.
Were you there?
Yep, I was there. No, I didn't put them in a room and just disappear. And I was just so nervous about it because I didn't know how I was going to go, if they're going to have a great conversation, sit down, and I'm just watching from afar while they're talking. And then when my girlfriend leaves, I'm like, all right, mom, this is the chance to tell me. And then my mom wasn't telling me much, and I was like, that's a bad. Mm. And then finally she's like, you know what? I don't want to say she's a different breed, but she's a different breed.
Okay. Ooh. Is that good?
In a good way?
Yes, in a good way. Yeah. in a good way.
So I know you were nervous about your girlfriend meeting your mom. Mm-hmm. How was your girlfriend going into the situation?
Oh, she was terrified. She was absolutely terrified. She's like, I don't even know, like, what's your mom going to think of me? Is she going to approve me? Like, she was actually more terrified. And I was like, we just got to play it calm here. Like, you know, we know the basic rules.
But I think your mom would appreciate somebody coming in like slightly terrified, because it shows a level of respect.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that you want to, like, you're nervous because you care and you want to impress her. And I think that actually would go over well.
I could tell you as a parent, I think that is a compliment.
Uh-huh.
And I think when it comes to me and my ex-wife, I think when it comes to our kids' dates, there's a good cop, bad cop thing going on, and I get to be the good cop, but they're really nervous to meet Stacey.
So then afterward, me and my mom, we had to sit down, and she was like, I understand that you want to spend Christmas with her, and I want you to go explore that. You got to do this and figure everything out on your own. So
that's a
you
good
have
mom.
My blessing to do that, okay. And then I'll come back and we'll have our own Christmas aww. The week after me.
All right. Wow. Okay, that's good some real mom. Progress right there.
That's huge.
Yes.
Yeah. It is huge, and I'm still nervous.
I bet. You just started, man.
The Burt Show.
All right, we need to do a War of the Roses here because our listener Lauren's best friend has been married for almost a year. She's never liked the best friend's now husband, and she wants to get all nosy and butt in a little bit. Hey, Lauren.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so for Christmas, you want to break up your best friend's marriage.
I mean, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound so nice.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
It's the way, you know, this is how Jesus wanted his birthday spent.
Sure.
It's the season.
Yep. All right, so what did you want us to do? And I will tell you ahead of time, we've already done this, so we have results for you this morning.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. So... essentially, here's the story. My best friend has been married for almost a year, and I've honestly never really liked her now husband. I've just never really felt like he was good enough for her for the typical reasons. He doesn't really put in a lot of effort into their relationship, that kind of thing. And the cherry on the top for me was we were all out together one night a couple of months ago before they got engaged. And I saw him getting a little too close with a girl while my bestie and I, we were playing pool. And I pointed it out to her and she was like, oh yeah, that's his ex from college. And I shrugged it off like it was no big deal, but I never forgot about it. And it bothered me. So fast forward a few months ago, I was out to brunch with a friend who knows his ex from college. And she told me that my bestie's husband was texting her on their honeymoon. So my friend didn't have any proof, and I was terrified to, you know, like upset my best friend and rock her love boat, essentially. Mm-hmm. She's gotten upset with me before because I've been critical about her husband before. So just after sitting with this for so long, I can't not do anything about it anymore, and the guilt has just been eating me away. Like I'm going nuts over here. Anyway, so. I'd like you to do a War of the Roses to see if there's any chance he'd send flowers
all right,
to his ex. Yeah.
Lauren, okay. I don't want this to be harsh, but, yeah. And that just negates everything you said. If it doesn't bother her, why are you letting it bother you?
It was something about how close he was with his ex and just I don't know if, you know, when you have women's intuition, just the gut feeling, mm-hmm. it does not feel good. And I understand what you're saying. I hear you, but I just, something about it doesn't sit right with me.
Even if you're right, the fact that she is probably still going to see it through her own lens and it might actually get in the way of your friendship with her, that doesn't make you hesitate from doing this?
I'm a little nervous about it, but I am more nervous that he's, you know, he's doing something behind her back and he's essentially hurting my best friend. It's kind of more important I know what's going on than, I mean, if she'll have whatever reaction she has, if there's, you know, fallout from this, but I'd rather know that I tried, like, and tried to be a good friend and figure it out than, like, let it happen and be like, whoa. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Lauren, I get the sense that we were cut from the same cloth. And that cloth is the control freak cloth. Where
probably.
You're coming from a good place. Like, I see where you're at here, where you see a potential bomb about to go off in your friend's life, and you being a good friend want to do whatever you can to mitigate that. Like, if I can be the one to deliver the news, or if I can get it before it's 10 years into the relationship rather than
nine
months or whatever, like, you're going to want to do something about it. And I've also been the friend that's been very critical about my friend's boyfriend, so I also have a little bit of empathy for you here. So I get where you're coming from, and if I was in your same situation, like, I would want answers too, in terms of, like, wanting to get tangible proof so that my friend could make the best decision for her relationship. I'm not necessarily trying to break up her relationship, but if she is like doing something skeezy with this ex from college, I would want her to know.
All right, Lauren, exactly. I'm curious here though. We are eight days away from Christmas. So we're getting the results today. If we find out that he is cheating, do you plan on delivering this news 8 days away from Christmas, or are you going to wait till after the holidays?
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, that's something you might want to consider.
Yeah, people have been talking about this Christmas thing for a couple of weeks. I don't know how you missed that.
Yeah, same couple years.
This is quite the stocking stuffer, don't you think?
Oh man.
Yeah. Can you hold on to it after? Can we make that agreement that you will hold on to it? Do they have kids?
I think I could do that. I think I could wait. I think I could just to like, you know, kind of keep the peace.
Can you?
Can you really?
Because I'm wondering if we even give you the results. Do they have kids?
Well, they've been married a year. Do they have kids?
No kids. Okay.
All right. All right. You have to promise us that you will hold on to these results after Christmas when we give them to you. And none of us, by the way, have seen the results. So this might be absolutely fantastic. And there's nothing wrong going on at all. But if it's bad, you have to promise us after Christmas.
I can make that promise. I can do that.
Okay. We'll give you the results for War of the Roses coming up next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today. Save.